Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, children of the stars. This is Alpha Star Radio, and I am your host, Linda. I thought I'd do a brief half-hour show here in honor of Prince, and also because we had the full moon this early this morning on the East Coast and last night on the West Coast in Scorpio. And I thought also my cold is getting worse by the minute, so the sooner I get this going, the better, because I don't think I'll be able to speak in a couple hours. We'll see how it goes. But there are some things I forgot to add in a few weeks ago when I was on for the new moon. I left out some very important information. I got a little sidetracked with all the readings and stuff that I had to do, and it was my pleasure to do them. But today I'm not doing any readings. This is more of a show to listen and reflect, because the next 2 weeks are going to be a bumpy ride. The next few months are going to be a bumpy ride. And what I mean by that is I talked a little bit a week or two ago about some planets going into retrograde. There was a few I left out, and we have five planets that are retrograde or getting ready to go retrograde. And when you have that many planets going retrograde, you've got a roller coaster of a ride coming in the next few months for all of us. Every human being it's going to affect in some way. So before I get into Prince and his stars, I'm going to talk a little bit about the retrogrades that are happening and the full moon that took place, and the energy is still with us. Jupiter has actually been retrograde since January 7th, and it stays retrograde through May 9th. This is not a time to do any kind of gambling. It's not blessed by the stars. Remember, Jupiter is the Lord of Luck. And right now, with it going retrograde, it won't be very lucky for many of us. So wherever you have Jupiter in your chart, understand that it is retrograde and it is going in a backwards motion, so to speak. So it's more of a time, you know, retrogrades are a time of reflection and reevaluating things. This may be a good time when Jupiter's in retrograde to reevaluate your financial assets in some way. Reevaluate your finances. May 9th is right around the corner, and it will go direct on that day. I did mention Mars was going retrograde on the 17th of April, and it stays retrograde through the 29th of June. And anytime Mars goes retrograde, this is not a time to do any kind of surgeries. I want to reiterate this between now and then. Don't book any appointments for surgeries. I don't care if it's a dental surgery, any kind of surgery. Teeth, body, nothing is blessed under those stars, and you will face the consequences if you have any kind of surgery done in that phase. Mars is also a time when, you know, Mars represents our sex drive. There may be some of us out there that won't have as strong of a sex drive during this phase, especially if you have a Mars in one of the signs, like a Mars in Scorpio, Mars in Leo, things like that. We also have Mercury going retrograde on 4/26, but I practice a very different method of astrology, so I'm already seeing the retrograde happening now. Contrary to modern astrology, for divine astrology, everything takes place a week sooner and a week later. So modern astrology says that retrograde starts on the 26th and goes for about 3 weeks, but in reality, it's with us for a good month, this energy, and it is already taking place now. So it probably started on the 19th, and it's going to go through the end of May. When Mercury goes retrograde, we all know that this is a time when, if you're in the broadcasting business, we get technical issues. Communication with people we're talking to is sometimes muddled and misunderstood. So this is a time to really reiterate what you're saying and let people understand, because it's a very easy time for any kind of confusion. And also chain reactions happen during this time when Mercury goes retrograde, travel, air disasters, things like that. It's okay to travel when a Mercury is retrograde as long as you fly in a waxing moon and not a waning moon. Otherwise, I've traveled in a Mercury retrograde and I made it there safely, but certain things happened. There were delays. My plane was delayed. The cab driver got, you know, he was busy. He was delayed. There was always a little problem somewhere, and that will happen with Mercury retrograde. Now, last week I forgot to talk about a very important planet that went retrograde on 4/18, and this is the planet Pluto. Pluto is the planet of life and death. It's Scorpio's ruling planet. Went retrograde on 4/18, and it stays retrograde through 9/26. Now, it is actually retrograde in Capricorn. So, January souls, that's myself included, this planet is right on you. And anytime Pluto, the planet of life, death, and drama, goes retrograde, things of your past are going to come back. You may not be happy. You know, like I said, this is going to be a roller coaster of a ride because we have so many planets retrograde. In a week from now, every planet will be in retrograde that I've mentioned. So this energy, if you feel like, you know, we're going into a waning moon. So the next 2 weeks are going to be very difficult for many of us. Just remember that this energy will go away in time. So try not to, you know, stay grounded, stay focused, and try not to let the daily issues that come up in life get to you as much. Life is a constant process of change. Let's see, what else did I cover at all? Mars, Mercury, Pluto, Saturn. There was a fifth planet that's going retrograde, and I can't remember what the heck it is. We've got Saturn that went retrograde. We have Pluto. Saturn's been retrograde since March 25th, and it's going to stay there till 8/13. And so when Saturn's retrograde, this is Saturn is the planet of karma. It's the planet of structure, discipline. Time, we're going to see the error of our ways. We're going to see how we can make things better. It's retrospect. It's thinking about how we can do better in our life. It's also karmic. So if you do good, you get good, simply put. But once it goes direct on 8/13, we'll be ready to move forward and have been able to contemplate the things that we've been able to think about the last several months. Let's see here. We've got, okay, I feel like I'm, okay, we have Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Mercury, Mars. I covered them. All right. Hang tight, everybody. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Now, the full moon was in Scorpio as of late last night and today. The West Coast experienced it at 10:24 p.m. and the East Coast experienced it at 1:24 a.m. on the East Coast. And this is in the sign of Scorpio, and we are also into a Platonic phase from about 4:21 to about 4:25. And those who know me well know I always talk about this Platonic phase. This is, if you watch the news, it's going to be bloody. There's going to be a lot of problems. Police are going to be very active. This is a time when the criminals, they come out. And this is their moon. This is their energy. It's a very dangerous time. This is the sign of sex, death, drama. This is also corporate money and other people's money as well. It's not a time to be going out and having a good time. It's a time of laying low. I turned into Debbie Downer for the weekend because a friend of mine I hadn't seen in a while wanted to go out on Saturday night, and I looked calendar and I said, I got an A, no, we can't go out. Let's do it, you know, next weekend or something. She was like, but why? Well, I know I can't because of the way the stars are reading. It's just not going to be a very good night, and you'll be very disappointed. Now, when the moon is in a Platonic phase and we are in a Scorpio moon, this is also the famous. The rich and the famous are always prone to being taken away from us. And, for example, Prince. We had that wrestling star, China, pass away. Someone said Nolan Ryan passed away, and I don't know if, you know, he's a baseball star. I think I don't know much about baseball, so I can't confirm that or not if he passed away. But people are always called back to God during this phase, and Prince is a perfect example of this. This is a time of that secrets will come to life, so you all need to be awake and aware. Don't go anywhere you're unfamiliar with at this time, and do check your bank accounts, because this is a time when you will get hacked and money will get siphoned out of your account. Just something, a little FYI. On a more positive note, it's the perfect time for spending, you know, a quiet evening at home alone with the ones you love, good movie, some good food and wine. These are all blessed under these stars. Full moon in Scorpio is the ultimate in sexual energy and activity. So basically make love, not war. But it is also on a negative, you're more prone to sexually transmitted diseases, especially after a waning moon. And we are now in a waning moon phase. So can't tell you how to live your life, but if you're going to mess around, use some protection or pay the consequences. Like I said, this is a time when the next few weeks are going to be tough. So just hang tight, and we should all get through this in one piece. I do want to throw a shout out to a star student, Kevin. It's kind of nice to get messages on my Alpha Star page from fellow students, because those who know me well, I have a hidden dragon in Gemini in my sixth house. So sometimes I miss things, but that little bit of ADD that I have. So he brought some things to my attention that I didn't notice in Prince's chart that are very interesting. I can't get into them with any of you because it would be like speaking Chinese. But when you're talking to a fellow star student, it's a little easier to talk to someone who understands what you're saying. So I hope you're having a good day, Kevin. Thanks for chiming in on that. I appreciate it. I kind of needed that. Okay. I've covered the full moon. I've covered the retrograde. Let's go to talking about Prince. I grew up with Prince, you know, back in the 80s. He was an incredibly talented soul and an incredible musician. A lot of talent. It is very, very sad that he has left this world. Now, Prince was born on June 6th, 1958. And he was born in the sign of Gemini, and these souls will always experience everything in twos, fours, and sixes, maybe eights, two kids, two deaths, two homes, two marriages, four marriages, etc. But they also have a natural gift of youth and are very charming chatterboxes, as I call them. And Prince, for 57, damn good. I mean, he looked fantastic for his age. Now, looking at his stars, I'm sure in his younger days he was quite the party animal. Anytime you have a Neptune in Scorpio, and he very much had a Neptune in Scorpio, you are prone to doing drugs and partying. And you know, Scorpio is the sign of sex, and Neptune is the sign of drugs, alcohol, illusions, delusions, religion. And as you could tell now in his life, he was a Jehovah's Witness. Therefore, he fell into that Neptunian world of religion. He seemed like a fairly healthy person, except I think, and this is just my personal opinion, I think him going to the hospital a week ago for flu issues, whatever drugs that were given to him, they did not agree with him. He was the kind of soul that really needed to keep things very holistic in his body. And I don't care what kind of chemicals, whether they're prescribed by your doctor or taken illegally, are going to have an impact on certain souls more than others. There are certain souls, and I'm one of those souls myself because of all the Pisces in my chart and all some Neptune in my chart. It's better I keep things as holistic as possible. Through the years, if I would have listened to every damn thing my doctor told me and filled out every prescription my doctor told me to, I'd be dead probably. You know, and I do admit I've lied to my own doctor and said, yeah, I'm going to fill the prescription, and then I never do. And it's not for drugs. You know, there's just certain, like, prednisone. There's no way in hell you're giving me that, and I'm not taking that. There are other ways to treat yourself holistically. It's not an accident that over 80 holistic doctors are dying or dead in the world, not just the country, but the world. More and more holistic doctors are coming up dead, murdered, supposed suicide. There's a connection there, folks, okay? The pharmaceutical industry is the biggest mafia scam ever. So, and I'm no doctor, but I'm just saying I'm still alive today because I didn't do what the doctors told me. So there's just some food for thought. Prince, let's see, he was a very private person, and he kept a lot of his affairs secret. He did have a habit of not being careful and overindulging in drink and drugs, and I think this pertains more to his younger days than his present day. 1 week ago, he went on a TV show talking about some interesting things, chemtrails, this, that, and the other. And then a week later, he died. Now, I know this is spreading like wildfire throughout the conspiracy theory world. And that may be so in some ways, but I do feel that it was the prescription drugs that took his life. They some sort of a negative reaction. But there is something in his stars that I see that hasn't come to light, and I don't know if it ever will in the news because – those who know me well know I don't trust anything mainstream media says to me. But he had some circulatory issues of some sort. I don't know if Prince exercised much. If he did, maybe there was an underlying disease there with his circulatory system. I'm hoping maybe an autopsy will bring that to light. But I know he did go into the hospital a week later. I saw him on TV at a Warriors game a few weeks ago, and he looked great. So it's a little unnerving and a little startling to know that he's left this world. Something interesting on a show I was listening to the other night, I was talking about the lyrics to one of his songs, talking about dying in an elevator. So that's kind of interesting as well. Something about Prince's stars that a lot of people don't take into consideration, and that is Pluto is in Capricorn, and Pluto stays with us for 15 years, between 12 and 15 years, and Pluto in Capricorn is with us till the year 2023. So anybody who's born in the month of June, I don't care whether you're a Cancer or a Gemini, you have the house, you have the planet of death right on your eighth house, which rules life, death, and drama. So June souls are more prone to losing their lives if they're not careful. And so keep up with your health and know your lucky and unlucky dragon days, because Prince did die on one of his negative days. That's a gimme. He had a dragon's head in Libra. And we just had the energy of this moon in Libra, and it was riding right on him. So very sad at what has taken place for him. And my heart goes out to his family. Let's break down his stars just a little bit more, because there's something very interesting I want to bring to light. This musician had Mars in his 11th house. And anytime you have a Mars in your 11th house, it represents, karmically speaking, it represents a circle of friends that were enemies from a past life. And in this life, he's had to learn to cooperate with these people. They may not have had his best interest at heart because they were enemies in a past life. So that might have been a downfall of his too, trusting the wrong people. And unfortunately, he never made contact with any star students or even Dr. Torrey for that matter, because if he did, he would probably still be alive today. He would know his strengths and his weaknesses. very important to know your own star chart and your own star pattern to know your strengths and your weaknesses, because it's an advantage not just to yourself but to others as well. So he did have a Mars in the 11th house, and that does create past life enemies. I mentioned he had the Neptune in Scorpio. With this placement, there's a strong desire for physical pleasure, but they have to avoid overindulging, like I said before. They do this because they want to escape the realities and tensions of daily life. And Prince was a very private person. Plus, having Neptune on your sixth house, the sixth house is your health and your service to the world. And you're constantly taking on the problems of others in this area as well. And I think he had a lot of restless energy. And I don't know if he meditated, because I don't think Jehovah's Witnesses, since he was a Jehovah's Witness, believe in that. And I know this religion very well, unfortunately. They don't believe in any of that. They believe that yoga is evil, and they believe that meditation is, you know, a gateway to Satan and, you know, crazy crap like that. Sorry, pardon my French, but it's true. If he would have meditated a little more, maybe did some yoga, he could have grounded himself. He could have balanced out that restless energy. I have that restless energy too. And if I don't do yoga and meditate, I just come unhinged. You need that. A lot of human beings need that. More, some souls more than others. And you also have to remember he had a Saturn in Sagittarius. And Saturn is actually retrograde in Sagittarius right now, which can be very dangerous for many souls. Saturn is the disease principle. It's the fear principle, and it's negative. And in being retrograde in Sagittarius, it, you know, like I said before, he could have, should have disciplined himself in meditation so he could build better concentration, and regular physical exercise would have helped prevent some of his health problems. Like I said before, this creates poor circulation. Something was going on with his circulation and the circulatory system, unfortunately. But we have lost a great soul and a great musician, and they're dropping like flies, aren't they? I mean, a lot of people have said, my God, started for me back in December with Lemmy from Motorhead. Some of you might not know who that is, but, you know, then David Bowie, then this one. I mean, we've lost a lot of people, and we're going to keep losing them, okay? Especially around this phase. I don't know what too much more to say about that. It's one of those things. Anytime you have Pluto and Capricorn, it's karma. It comes at you. You know, it's karmic fate in a lot of ways. I'm not operating on all cylinders today. Like I said, I am battling a cold. I have 6 minutes left on air, and kind of quiet. I'm sure everybody's at work, but I did want to give you the rundown on the forecast and make sure everyone stays safe. No going out partying this weekend, no nightclubs, nothing like that. Stay home, movie, relax. You'll be safe, and if you do have to go out, and there are some people that do have to go out, just be aware of your surroundings. You know, this is the perfect time for someone to slip shit into your drink, pardon my French, but I've seen it happen. So just be careful. And next 2 weeks should be a little rough for all of us, but know that it will get better, and that we will be going into a new moon on, let me check my calendar again here. New moon's going to be on May 6th, which is a Friday, and it's going to happen at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Time. It's always a nice moon, a new moon in Taurus, representing the planet Venus of love, romance, beauty, the arts. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of weeks down the road. And thanks for joining me. Thanks for tuning in. A lot quieter this week than it was a few weeks ago. And that's all good. I love doing the readings. And if you're ever interested in a full life reading, you can contact me at alphastarradio@gmail.com. And I'm also doing my $20 specials for Astro Tarot readings for the remainder of the month of April. It's kind of a tax break special, so to speak. And for those of you who've had my Astro Tarot readings, you know that I throw a little something extra in there. And we also throw down the sacred stones, which is something very cool that I've just incorporated into my Astro Tarot readings. The sacred stones, really, it's amazing how they take on the energy of the card you're going to pull, whether the stone, whatever stone that they fall in that house. Very interesting. Several of my friends have had this done and have been very impressed with it. So it might be something, if you want to know your forecast for the next 3 months, Astro Tarot reading is the way to go. Anyway, we're coming down to the end of our show. Thanks for joining me, and I shall return around May 9th, I think it was, full new moon in Taurus. Have a great weekend. Be safe, light and love, and always remember that life is always a constant process of change, and the energies that are at hand will fade away in time. So if things seem difficult, just remember tomorrow's another day. Take deep breaths, meditate, be good to yourself, and be good to others. I'm out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Peace.